right, as everyone knows, growing up is all about learning about some very sensitive subjects. Sexuality, what are you going to be when you grow up? Your identity is very much bound up with your sexuality. And in our next conversation, we're going to talk about some very serious challenges for certain young people deciding whether they're going to come out at a very young age, maybe as young as even 11, 12, or 13. Joining us now is Benoit Denizé Lewis, contributing writer with the New York Times Magazine and author of America Anonymous, Eight Addicts in Search of a Life. But his piece in the upcoming New York Times Magazine is really describing a trend which you found to be unusual. Denizé, describe.
Yeah, I mean, historically, gay men have come out, used to be in college or later, and then it sort of moved down to high school. And now we're seeing kids coming out at 12, 13, 14, and it's throwing their families and their schools into a lot of disarray because we're sort of not ready for openly gay 12-year-olds.
It raises issues in the schools for teachers, for other kids, and you describe that in the article.
Yeah, in schools, it raises the question of, anti-gay language, you're so gay, and words that are a lot worse than that, are thrown around regularly.
It's
sort of the insult
of
choice.
Yeah, in sixth grade, queers was a pejorative.
Yeah,
sixth grade, eons ago, back in the 1960s. Let me just ask you a personal question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
When did you know you were gay?
I knew, and I read a little bit about this in the article, because there's sort of this question of, how can a 12-year-old know? I'm 34 now.
Right.
I knew when I was 12, and I didn't accept it till I was 19.
When did you come out?
19.
So that's interesting. Now, Nick Weaver on the line from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How old are you?
I'm 15.
And you knew that you were gay in your own mind at what age?
12.
At 12. And when did you come out?
I came out at 12.
Wow, that represents a real change. Now,
Benoit,
you didn't come out because you were uncomfortable to do it at age 12 or 13 or 14 in high school. Why were you comfortable enough to come out in your high school?
Middle school.
It would have been middle school in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Nick.
I think it was just because at that day and age, firstly, I had been raised to know that I am myself and I could accept myself. And I think secondly, there was just so much more, in the media, there was this promotion of it's okay to be you. It was independence was coming out. So for me, I just thought this is who I am. It's not a big deal. I should share it with my family.
Yeah, he was very fortunate in having, a mother who was incredibly supportive and kids who have parents who are really what you want to be able to have a kid do is come to their parents and say, because a lot of kids at 12 or 13 are just starting to realize they're confused about this. But for years, kids haven't had the opportunity to even say to their parents, I'm attracted to this boy. I'm sort of attracted to girls. I don't know what I am. Now kids are starting to feel like they can have that conversation a little bit more with their parents.
Well, we've really got the generational shift here.
Yeah, about Nick, 20 years separate the two of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Nick, who did you come out to?
Who did I come out to?
My mom.
And so Nick came out to his mom. Who did you come out to, Benoit?
Who did I come out to? I came out to my parents pretty quickly.
But not first.
No, but what's interesting, the real difference here, one of the key differences is the internet. I was just pre-internet in high school. Kids today can sort of – one of the girls I talked to in the story, she realized she liked both boys and girls when she was 10. Okay, so she said, all right, I'm going to think about this. I'm attracted to both. Where do I go from there? She went online to sort of look up bisexuality, and she said, actually, that sort of fits. I'm attracted to both. And she went to her mom, who was also supportive, very fortunate, and she said, I'm attracted to both. There's one of the interesting things that parents often do and that we often think about when a 12-year-old comes out is one of our first sort of gut reactions is, well, how do you know that? How do you know what you are? But it's interesting. We don't ask that question to a boy who comes to his mom and says, oh, I really like this girl, Jenny, or I'm really attracted to girls. We don't have that sort of initial reaction.
But play the devil's advocate, I have an 11-year-old, and if my son says he has a crush on anybody, I don't take it seriously. He doesn't understand those kind of issues the way that an older person does. So how does a 10-year-old understand these issues enough to know?
Well, let's pose that question, to Nick Weaver's mom. Pam Anderson, are you there?
I am.
All right, so Pam, this is sounding very utopian, this conversation here, but I'm wondering if your son comes out to you as supportive as you are, what are the alarm bells?
I guess one of the alarm bells is just what Benoit was talking about in what he talks about in his article, which is my thought was, how does a 12-year-old know that he's gay? And in retrospect, looking back on it, and I kind of said as much to Nick when he first came out to me, not in those words, but he was upset whenever he was talking to me, and I didn't know if he was upset because he was afraid of my reaction or if he was upset because he thought he was gay and didn't want to be gay, which, of course, you know, I firmly believe is not a choice. It's who you are. And so I tried to reassure him by saying, well, Nick, you're only 12 years old. You're going through a lot right now. Let's just not make a huge deal out of this, and you know, we'll revisit it and see how you feel. But don't get too upset about it. Everything's okay. If you are gay, I love you no matter what. But don't be too upset. The other alarm bells, if you want to call them that, for me were just I think what every parent of a gay child worries about, which is what kind of ugliness and prejudice
right.
is he going
yeah.
to
Well, let's
to
put
contract.
That to Benoit for a moment. I mean, those concerns are absolutely stark real. What did you find in researching your article about the implications when people come out at this age in high schools and middle schools?
It's very this is a very nuanced thing. I mean, it really depends in parts of the country. Obviously, you know, if you grow up in a progressive city, it's less likely that you're going to hear the you know, anti-gay language at school. But that's not a guarantee. The other thing that's really interesting that we have to talk about is that much of the harassment in middle school is much more about gender nonconformity than it is about sexual orientation. So a boy who is perceived as not acting masculine is going to get it a lot worse than a boy who comes out, matter-of-factly, who's seen as masculine and who comes out to his friends as gay.
Well, Nick Weaver, are you a fan of the Fox program Glee?
Yes.
So you're probably going to recognize this that happened this week on the program. Listen.
I don't want to lie anymore. Being a part of the Glee Club and football has really showed me that I can be anything. And what I am is I'm gay.
I know.
Really?
I've known since you were three. All you wanted for your birthday was a pair of sensible heels. I guess I'm not totally in love with the idea, but if that's who you are, there's nothing I can do about it. And I love you just as much. Thanks for telling me, Kurt. You sure, right?
Yeah, Dad. I'm sure.
I'm just checking.
So, Nick Weaver, people are all over the map on this subject, and there will be a debate about this conversation. But at the very least, we are in a moment of real social change, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Benoit?
Absolutely. I mean, things are changing. 12-year-olds are coming out, and I think it's going to be up to sort of adults to change our thinking and say, okay, 12-year-olds are coming out. How do we make them safe?
Pam Anderson, give us the last thought in just about 10 seconds.
She's lost connection on her phone.
Oh, she has. Oh, okay.
I just realized that.
I hope we haven't upset her. Nick, you take care of your mom for us, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Nick Weaver, 50-year-old gay teen from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Bye,
Benoit Denizet-Lewis, contributing writer with the New York Times Magazine, author of a report on this in this coming New York Times Magazine. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.